Hey, everybody, real quick before we get to this week's show, TGO Radio is attempting to modernize a little bit here in the year 2026. We have added some outlets for you to listen to the show, got rid of some ones that are already on their way out, like Stitcher's going away in August, stuff like that. So if you go to TGORadio.com, up at the top, click where it says listen to TGO Radio, you'll get the updated list on what's going where. And we'll have some updates to that, too, as some time goes on, looking at a couple other stuff, looking at having to make some security things and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, that is up there now if you're interested. Now we'll get on with the show.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Lie is only a test. It's TGO Radio, everybody. Recording on March 18th for broadcast on March 27th. And when I tell you that I've got nothing for this show today, I mean there was zero in the world of news. It got so desperate that I was taking headlines that I was seeing and feeding them through the Twitter AI and asking them if this was a real story. That's how bad it was getting. I could find nothing.
Wow. Well, then, hey, thanks for listening today.
Hey, everybody.
So
if you want to hear two fat fucks ramble for an hour, this is your show this week.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Strap in, motherfucker.
Yep, it is TGO Radio.
No,
Same as it ever was.
We got to update the Deadpool.
You know, I thought about that this morning, but that's been weeks ago now, and we still haven't talked about it. Lou Holtz died.
Yeah, so it's 1-1.
It's 1-1. Yeah. But the benefits of recording a week ahead are enormous benefits. If something happens, somebody gets sick, someone dies, whatever. But the negative is you're a week behind on
missing
the real world. So it's hard. That's going to be hard for us to.
Yeah.
But you know what, man? We'll figure out a way.
It'll be all right.
You know, we'll figure it the fuck out.
Yeah. We got to.
Yeah. Fuck else we're going to do. We're 20 years in this gimmick, man.
Yeah. No shit. We made it this far.
Yeah. We got to figure it out.
Mm. You imagine another 20 years of this?
Buddy, 20 is 73. And
Today I actually moved.
What are we going to talk about?
Yeah. My bowels.
Yeah, right. Without four medications.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about? You know.
Well, wait a minute. That's our current content.
No, and lately, what I've been saying to myself is, you should probably have a roundabout time where it's over.
Yeah.
You should probably come up with that. And what I can't see is us in our 60s doing this. But we said that about our 50s and our 40s as well.
That's true. We did. We did say that.
So
well, did we say that thinking that we would eventually grow up? Or mature, I guess I should. We've grown up, I guess. I mean,
no, I don't think that's ever a danger as far as I'm concerned anyway.
What, of us maturing?
Of me anyway. Well, I don't know about you, but you're a lot more of a grown up than I am.
That's true.
A lot more.
I mean, I got a job.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I'm out there. I'm hustling.
Are you?
I'm not hustling, but I'm out there. Yeah. I'm doing applications at 2 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
Anyway, though. But yeah, I mean, it could be a lot worse.
It could be. It could be. I wish you were having better luck finding some work.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand. Your fucking resume is fucking loaded, you know?
Well,
I mean,
I'm not going to say that, but I mean, but there's some, if a human reads it, there's some shit on it.
Yeah, right.
It
doesn't
really, you know. But
if a human reads it.
I can't fucking, I can't get a phone call. It's wild. And I got 4 months. Like, you know.
Until unemployment runs out?
Yeah. I got July 21st is the last payment I can get.
Okay.
I'm not trying to wait till July 21st.
No.
But it's already been 3 months.
Yeah. God damn. Has it been 3 months already?
December 19th, they let me go.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Merry fucking Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, right before Christmas.
That's always nice. Thanks.
Mm, yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
I have a fantasy where I sue them.
You sue everyone.
And, I'm 50-50 on it, but I have a fantasy where I'd sue him. Because you can't just do whatever you want. You can't.
Then fucking sue him.
Yeah.
Afro Man, put your fucking...
Those fucking Afro Man videos
are fucking
wild. Now, by the time this episode comes out, that'll be long over. But on March 18th, the Afro Man stuff is tremendous right now. Oh, God damn, is it funny.
Oh, shit.
I'm loving it.
I like the cross-examinations of these cops when they're trying to say, you know, so he called you a son of a bitch. You're a cop. You've been called a cop son of a bitch a million times. How is this?
Yeah.
How is this hurting you, you know?
Yeah. That's a
you kind of know it when you take the job. You're going to be called everything but a white man.
Mm-hmm.
Is that racist? I guess that's kind of racist to say, isn't it?
No.
No? Okay.
You can say whatever you want to white people.
Not on this show.
You can say whatever you want to white people.
That's true.
Oh, man. But anyway, we got nothing this week. So it's going to be a thing where we just kind of babble and...
You want to hear about my trip to Walmart?
Do I?
Jesus Christ.
Let's hear it, baby.
I had to take my son in this morning, help him drive, be his driver. He's getting his wisdom teeth out.
All of them?
All of them.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so I brought him back home here and went up to the Walmart to pick up his prescription and, you know, gearing myself up. All right, Jeff, you're...
Ask him if he wants to sell one of those, by the way, just for...
One of them Percocets?
Yeah. just for shits and gigs.
I'm like, all right, you're going to Walmart. You know it's going to be a shit show. Just...
Yeah.
Do your business.
You gird your loins and fucking...
Yeah, and get out. Well, you know, well, I had to go to the pharmacy, which is this side. Then I had to need a couple of things on the grocery side, which is the other side. So I get in there, and there's only a couple people in line at the pharmacy. I'm like, okay, this is going to go good. And they got two or three people up there getting prescriptions. All right.
Sounded good so far?
And so I'm like, all right, you know what? Maybe Walmart's turned a leaf.
Well.
Doubtful.
Yeah, doubtful, but.
Doubtful. And so there's a woman that comes up behind me with a little kid. And at first, this woman's behind me, and the little kid wasn't bothering me at all, but I don't know, maybe got, because the woman's like, now back up, because we have to give people their space and everything. I'm like,
all right.
Yeah, all right,
that's
lady.
A good lesson to
but
teach
you know
kids.
What, though? The more I stood there, the more I thought about that, I'm like, I got mad. I'm like, why am I getting mad? She's keeping her little fucking crotch goblin away from me.
Listen.
It's performative because she said it loud enough for everybody to hear it. And it's just and I know I'm being totally fucking irrational about this because I hate people to begin with. But it's fucking performative and I hate it. And so there, boom, here we go. Now I'm angry at everybody again.
Why don't they make a child strength mace?
Shit.
I mean,
I think the ones that you can use on a bear would work just fine.
Well, you can get bear mace and you can get human mace. And what I want is like, I want it dialed back to like a one. But I want kid mace. I want it. If a kid's fiddle fucking around, I want to be able to fucking mace his face.
Oh my God. Can you imagine the circus that would ensue if you mace some kid in the park that got too close to you?
You only have to do it a couple times.
Oh my God. That would be so awesome.
Try telling me it wouldn't be.
Champion that motherfucker.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Holy shit. So.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So it's okay. So I get my prescription. Prescription is basically free at 77 cents. I'm like, 77 cents?
God damn, could you swing
it? Jesus Christ, man. Hang on, let me.
Did you still use a debit card? Or did you go rifle for change in your car?
They don't take cash. You had to use a debit card. I'm like, this transaction costs three times the amount of this prescription,
right.
You know?
Right.
But whatever, man. You're paying it now.
And they pay 3% to the credit card company for that 77 cents.
For that 77 cents. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So I get, okay, all right. I was there in line 5 minutes.
Wow.
Not bad.
Hey.
Not bad.
All right.
Because I texted you and I said I spent 15, 20 minutes or so. I probably wasn't there 10, but it felt like, you know, an eternity. So I get
that.
Well,
you just need to fucking stay in the house. You're a mess. What's the matter with you?
So I got that, and I had to walk all the way over to the grocery aisle. And, of course, I had to walk, you know, like halfway back in.
Now, don't let Jeff fool you into thinking he's walking across the Mall of America. It's a Walmart he's walking across.
You've been.
And not. Yeah. Do it.
No.
Do it.
Nope.
Do it, you.
Nope.
Pants shitter.
This wasn't a sneeze.
That fucking schnee. Whip my ass.
So I walk over and I get my stuff that I need. I only need a couple of things, you know. So I get that, and I'm walking back up, and they've changed the self checkouts at my local Walmart.
Okay.
It used to be like a big rectangular area, and you kind of queued up along all the impulse stuff. If there was a queue, you know, and then you went into this like corral of registers.
Correct.
And there was a couple of fucking Walmart Wranglers there to, you know, keep everybody moving. Well, they've changed it now and taken all that out and made the space smaller. And now they got a set of self-checkouts here, like three on this side and three on this side. And so, they've moved, it's like, I swear to God, they've moved merchandise closer, moved those registers closer to the merchandise. So it's not like exactly obvious where you queue up. And so I get there and all six registers are full. All six are operating, believe it or not. There's one Wrangler.
You're lying.
Nope. And there's a lady standing there, or there's somebody standing there with stuff in their hand. Then there's a fucking young douchebag asshole guy with a cart, and this guy with the cart, instead of getting behind the lady, goes up beside her like he's almost queuing up, like
he's
gonna
jump the line.
Well, like, yeah, he thinks, okay, yeah, you're on this side and I'm on this side, and they exchange something that I didn't quite pick up on, but it almost sounded shitty for a minute. And he said, well, I'm just standing here, so I'm blocking the aisle. I'm like, I'm standing right here behind you people, because I need to get in here, and I don't give a fuck that Walmart designed this so stupidly. So go fuck yourself. Anyway, so she gets up there, he gets up there, and I'm standing there patiently, you know, smiling, minding my own business. And there's a woman up on one of these registers. Everybody else had like, you know, carts full of fucking shit. And there's a woman up there, and I can see that she's scanning her last thing, and she's ready to check out. Right on. I'm almost up. Here we go. This ordeal is almost over. You're in the home stretch, champ. It prints out her receipt. And as she grabs the receipt, I start walking over there. Because you grab the receipt. What's the next step in that process, Brian?
Normally you get the fuck out of the way.
You get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
No. I start walking over there. She grabs the receipt and I stop midway because she's just standing there right in front of the fucking thing reading the fucking receipt. And I'm looking and I have a shitty look on my face. And I look over at the fucking wrangler. Like, you're gonna do your job and fucking wrangle this out of here? And she's just standing there looking at this fucking thing.
She's making sure that all the prices are right. Was she an older gal?
Step 5 paces this way out of the corral area so that I can use the fucking register.
Right. Was she old?
No, she was just a space case. You could tell.
Yeah.
You know, she probably has fucking crystals in her bra or something to ward away evil spirits.
Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap. Bees in the trap. I bees in the trap. Bees in the trap.
Like you weren't
fucking preach, sister. You know, I forgot all about the fucking blue hair that pissed me off while I was looking for the stuff I needed on the grocery
aisle.
There.
What are you doing? Are you...
I forgot about the blue hair. I'm trying to find some shit. Okay. Yeah. And I go to walk around the corner, and
Now, you're getting big cock cream so you can cram the thing into your pants for another... You
know, yes. Well, now that I've lost weight, the cock's bigger, so I need big cock cream, you know.
Right. Right. They call it the Charlie Chaplin, where you can swing it when you walk.
It's getting there.
Attaboy.
It's getting there.
Attaboy.
Getting back there. But
Back there? Motherfucker. This is a whole new experience for you. Don't tell me back there.
But, So I'm getting ready to, like, leave this aisle, turn the corner, and go down the next aisle to see if I can find what I need. And I can hear this cart coming. Like, this cart's, you know, no cart is smooth. They all make fucking noises. And so I stop, you know, because I know, you know, okay, there's a cart going to be coming down here. And this old fucking lady is pushing this cart. And this cart's wheels dragging. It's like, you know, making this noise on the ground. Whatever. I could care less. I don't give a shit about that. And so she's coming on my left side. And I go to start walking away, and just like typical fucking boomers and old people, loud cart. I don't fucking care, lady. Why are you fucking engaging me in this? I don't fucking care. I don't care.
What did you?
I walked away. I didn't give a shit. Fuck.
Jeff is not well equipped for polite society.
No.
Like, the art of the throwaway conversation has completely left you.
Oh, small talk is for losers and idiots.
Yeah, well.
I hate small talk with a passion. People at work want to start doing that shit. I'm like, no, I'm not down for this.
But you understand there's a social compact between humans that, you know.
Look, if I like you... I think a lot of people at work have figured this out. If I like you, and I'm not mean to people at work. Look, man, we all got to work together. You're here to make a living. I'm here to make a living. I get it. We all got to work together. None of you are stealing from me. None of you are fucking coming in with a rifle and shooting a place up. Yep. So I can tolerate. Yep. I can tolerate you. But I think a lot of people at work have figured out, or some of the people at work have figured out, if I engage you in conversation in the kitchen while I'm pouring some coffee, I like you. If I look at you, smile, and walk away, quit fucking speaking to me, unless it's about work. Because I don't want to be in this fucking meeting. What are you going to do? Jeff, you got any plans for the weekend? Yeah, I'm going to fucking rearrange my fucking gun collection by how they fit in my mouth.
Say to someone sometime when they try to engage you in small talk, say to them, this meeting could have been an email.
Oh, fuck yeah. Dude, my coffee cup. My fucking coffee cup says, oh, God damn it. What does it say?
Tell me, Alzheimer's Joe. What does it fucking say? fucking old bitch.
Oh, my God. I'm drawing a complete fucking blank.
Beautiful. That's awesome. That's why you're so angry. You can't remember anything.
Exactly. despite the look on my face, you're still talking. That's what my fucking coffee cup says.
I love it.
Yep.
I don't like people either, but I understand there's a social compact. You know, I don't.
Yeah, look, I do too, but I care not to participate in your social fucking compact. I don't have to participate.
Oh, shit.
My taxes are fucking paid. My house payment is paid.
Well,
stop yeah, I don't owe anybody any fucking thing. Go fuck yourself.
You know, if you're a millionaire, why don't you just pay for your house outright?
God damn. So that fucking bitch finally leaves the fucking checkout area, and I can check out, and I can go.
It's a loud cart.
Loud cart. I don't care. I do not fucking care, lady.
Yeah, I can hear it.
You know what? And it's just the fact that these fucking old timers feel like they got to engage you in conversation.
Buddy, they're
lonely. All do it.
They're lonely and they're bored. Her husband died.
Don't care.
Her husband died 17 years ago.
Go to the senior center then. I'm 55 years old. I get it. I am technically a senior citizen. I ain't there yet.
Is that true? That's not true.
55? You can get discounts, man.
You can get discounts at 53 where I am right now.
Well, you look like you're fucking 83, so.
How dare you? I will not sit here and let you tell me the truth like that.
Can we interest you in a gravesite with that purchase, Mr. Wise? I will be needing that.
I'm this close to donating my body to science. Who gives a shit? Who fucking cares? Blow it up with a Patriot missile. I don't give a damn.
I don't give it. I won't be here.
Yeah, I don't care. Take what organs you need from my fucking husk and then just donate it.
Yep.
To...
If there's anything good, still working, take it. Give it somebody else.
I don't give a damn. It's fine. You take my heart and lungs or whatever, but you can only... This is going to be my will. You can take that stuff from me. But you can only give it to legit pedophiles. It's going to be my condition.
Jesus Christ.
You know what? I should just load my will with that nonsense.
Oh,
just,
yeah. Oh. You really should.
You know, I have a sneaking suspicion in the end, nobody would get the joke.
We donated all his organs to pedophiles.
Only pedophiles.
Only
it's the
pedophiles.
Damnest thing. Were you done with your story?
I'm done.
Okay. So I don't know how to tell this story. But about 4 years ago, I began buying, not all the time, but every now and then, I began purchasing nudes and videos from this girl
who's
about half my age.
Right.
And as I've gotten older and grosser, I guess is the word I'm looking for, I've given up the ghost that I'm going to fuck this girl, but I have made it pretty clear to her that I'd walk through a wall to eat her pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been pretty clear about that.
Yeah.
Knowing that that text would never come. Sunday morning...
No way.
About 1 a.m., the text came.
Were you up?
5 minutes away from falling asleep. I had my phone in my hand. I was half awake, scrolling through stupid Twitter, and the text popped up, along with two videos of some things happening. And she made it clear in no uncertain terms that Sunday morning was the time. So I had to have that moment, you know, where I go, am I going to get up out of bed at 53 years old and take a shower and brush my teeth and go to this girl, like, quickly and go to this,
quickly,
go to this girl's house, you know.
Before she sobers
before
up.
Before she thinks differently of it. By God, I got up and showered and brushed my teeth and went over there.
Yeah.
And some things happened.
Uh-huh.
And then I left.
Okay.
And this was not like... I got up and was like, hey, that was great. I'm going home. She's like, that got a little loud. Kids might wake up. You better go. So I left. And I got home and I'm pumped up. I'm so excited about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't fall asleep if you gave me $1,000.
Was it everything you dreamed?
And then at 5 o'clock, another text came from the same girl. And it was time for more stuff now.
Ah.
So I got up and drove back over there, and more things happened. I am 53,
mm-hmm.
and she is 27.
Holy shit.
Now, I did the best I could, buddy. Okay?
Yeah. I'm sure you gave it your all.
Buddy, I gave it the old college try.
Give it to them all their gip.
Well, I didn't want to make other old fat guys, I didn't want to embarrass myself on their back. You know, like I wanted to do good for the team. You know
sure,
what I mean? Like
right.
I wanted to
yep.
team old white fat guy.
The team.
The team.
The team. The team.
And then I was home again by, 6 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And that was...
How many a leave did you have to take the next day? When you got up.
I still didn't go to sleep till 9:30. Couldn't have been more excited.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you skipped church for this.
Everything that happened, I should have went.
It's true.
Because someone was looking after me. But that was my Sunday.
Well, right on, man. That finally happened.
It finally happened.
Persistence pays.
The longest con finally paid off. The longest possible con finally paid off. And it was just about everything I wanted it to be.
Right on.
Just about.
Good.
And then some other conversations were had Sunday night about, what are your limits here? If this continues...
Proud of you, champ.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
I'm glad I didn't get the call that you'd had a heart attack mid-stroke. Fucking going out in a blaze of glory there.
She goes, I want to get on top of you. And I'm like, naturally. Because there's no way I'm going to get on top of you.
No shit.
I guess you want to bend over that couch, we can talk about some stuff. But I am not getting on top. I'll fucking kill you.
She's 27?
Yeah.
She's thin? I know
she's tiny.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She's one of them tiny?
She's tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looked like a little boy. You kind of like the little boy looking girls.
I flirted with one girl with a short haircut 20 years ago, and you won't let me live it down.
Suck one dick, you're labeled for life, kid.
I'd fuck that girl today if I saw her. Still. But yeah, she's tiny. She's probably...
105?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're dreaming hard, she's 100 pounds.
Got them little A cups, B cups going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Just right in my dumb face.
Yeah. Oh,
fucking hell. And I even sent her a text today, and I was like, it might have been a little awkward, there in stretches, but I'm, I had an absolute blast. I'm like, I'm glad you thought of me. Like, this is to say, if she never texts me about it again,
yeah,
it's fine.
Sure.
Because I did what in my brain, I needed to do.
Yeah.
Right? So I was all right. I'm like, if this is all it does, then this is all it is, and this is all it is, But, boy, that was out of nowhere and a real treat.
Yeah.
And it's just to be this old and to...
Pull down a fucking 27-year-old.
And no, but my heart was beating out of my chest.
Oh, fuck,
I was so excited and nervous at this age. 20 years ago, it wouldn't have been anything. But now...
Well, fuck, I'd have been... Yeah, dude, that would have been the quickest shower and shit I ever took in my life. I got to get
there
before somebody changes their mind.
I'd fucking brush my teeth walking out the door. it was... So that's that. Jeff gets annoyed in public, and I finally...
You finally tagged the 27-year-old.
Yeah. And then she sent, part of the conversation for the text on Sunday night was, she goes... I'm a slut, right? And I go, I don't think I got here with my fucking good looks and your charming, great physique and charming personality.
Oh, geez, honey, I thought we were getting married.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care. 4 months from now, when you're pregnant again by some other guy, I'm going to come in you a lot.
Yeah. You didn't bag it. I know you didn't bag it.
No. No.
Well, that's the last thing you need at 53.
That's exactly what I told her. I'm not
trying to shoot it.
I'm not trying to shoot it. I'll fucking push her down her flight. I'll push her down the stairs in front of her apartment before I have another baby.
If that happens, I have to be on the other end of the line when you call your kid and tell him that he's going to have a...
Yeah. Now, here's what's going to happen. I'll go on Amazon and buy a package of fucking wire hangers and take him over there.
Wire hangers?
I'll fucking that big old borsch. Nothing like that home abortion. She's got a flight of really steep stairs right in front of her.
Oh, yeah.
Way too old to be shooting babies and girls.
Oh, my God. Until the next time, it's going down right down her fucking throat.
Yeah. You want to gargle my nuts? Gargle my marbles, as they said on South Park that time?
Gargle my marbles.
Gargles marbles. And that's it. Now I can, if it never happens again, I'm good. Cause I know I'm not her type. I know who she likes to fuck.
Yeah.
You know, hung black guys.
I was going to say, you're pretty pasty, buddy, for.
And I told her flat out, I go, look, my cock is half of what you're used to dealing with. I told her flat out.
Half.
Her response to that was, that's okay. I like riding the small ones. And I went,
oh,
okay.
Well. Oh, well.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You are going to enjoy Disneyland. Something fierce, lady.
Yeah. Want to go on the teacup ride? Teacup cock.
Old teacup cock.
Oh, yeah. Gee whiz.
Oh, my God. That's fucking hilarious.
So naturally, that's all I've been thinking about since Sunday.
Well, yeah.
I couldn't wait to tell you, but I've saved it for the show.
Yeah,
so
no, that's good. I'm glad you saved it. Well, fucking A.
Yeah, and that's about all I got for you. And we'll see you next week on TGA. I got nothing
Jeff's
else.
Jeff's angry and Brian's getting laid again.
Yeah, well.
Or Brian got laid again.
Yeah. I'm not going to say I'm back in the game. I'm not going to say that
who wants to be in the game?
I've always said if it comes to me,
yes,
in a natural thing, you know, like I meet someone and it, like, okay, if it comes,
but you're not chasing.
I am not chasing it.
No. Chasing tails a young man's game.
It's a young man's gimmick.
Yep. As it should be, you know.
And I mean, the odds were 1 in 1,000.
Well,
as far as I'm concerned, that at 1 a.m. on a Sunday, she's going to go, hey, are you up? And here's two videos.
I think I'll fuck that fat guy from that I used to work with.
I don't give a damn. You go, fine. I don't care if she can't stand looking at me. I don't give a damn. Don't care.
What that bald fat guy's doing right now?
You know what he's doing. Jerking his cock thinking about your pussy.
So you got no news, no nothing?
Buddy, when I tell you there was nothing out there.
Hey, come on, it's got to be something. What's going on?
I don't know.
World?
Find it.
What's going on?
I got a couple pieces of audio I brought with me for, you know, some videos and stuff I've been seeing.
Yeah?
Here, let's see.
Ranjit, the Indian wife beater, punches his wife every night at 7 p.m. on the dot.
Oh, my God.
He went straight for it.
Ranjit, the Indian wife beater, Jeff.
At 7 p.m.
On the dot.
Oh, that's another one that's funny, but makes me angry because
it should have been there.
Oh, God.
Here's a scene from the movie.
What's his name? Sanjeep.
Yeah, it's Ranjit, the Indian wife beater.
Ranjit, the Indian wife beater, punches his wife every night at 7 p.m. On the dot.
On the dot.
Oh, my God.
That's beautiful. Here's an old clip from a movie called Street Kings from when Keanu Reeves was very young.
Oh. What's it called?
Street Kings.
Street Kings, okay.
I've never seen it, but this.
Heard of it.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa is Japanese. It's insulting to Koreans.
How am I supposed to tell if you can't?
The fuck's that supposed to mean, white boy?
It means you got eyes like apostrophes. You dress white, talk black, and drive Jews. So how am I supposed to know what kind of zipperhead dog-munching dink you are if you don't?
Yo.
Zipperhead dog munching dink. Jesus Christ. Fuck it. Get him, John.
Well, they really knew how to write dialogue back in the 80s or 90s.
Man. Fucking A. That was awesome.
Eyes like apostrophes.
Yeah.
Here's a scene from the movie Garden State that I've also never seen, but this popped up on my Twitter feed the other day. These are all making the rotation, by the way, so you'll hear them again on TGO Radio, but...
I recognize you.
Oh, did you go to Columbia High?
No, not from high school, from TV. Didn't you play the retarded quarterback?
Yeah.
Are you really retarded?
No, I'm not.
Cool. Great job, man. I mean, I thought you were really retarded. You're just as good as that quirky kid, and he's actually retarded. I mean, if there's some sort of, like, retarded Oscar, you would win, like, hands down, kick his ass.
Well, thank you. Thanks. I appreciate it.
I can't believe you're not really retarded.
I just fucking... God damn. Can't believe you're not really retarded.
There was a, like it starts in disbelief, and then he goes, you should have a retarded Oscar.
And the nominees are...
Oh, get him, Lemon!
Superhuman for his stupid buddy, backyard trick.
Tell me how fucking superhuman is still alive.
Cool. Great job, man. I mean, I thought you were really retarded. You're just as good as that quirky kid, and he's actually retarded.
Actually.
I mean, if there's some sort of, like, retarded Oscar, you would win, like, hands down, kick his ass.
Well, thank you. Thanks. I appreciate it.
I can't believe you're not really retarded.
21-year-old Natalie Portman, buddy.
Ooh. Yeah.
This is a clip from the iTony comedy show thing. I don't know this guy's name, so I don't, not that it matters, but I don't know what it is.
I was watching Batman earlier, and it really got me thinking. You know, Bruce Wayne, his alter ego is Batman, inspired by his paralyzing fear of bats. Well, I guess then my superhero name would be Black Man. Considering how many of these superheroes get their power from radiation, not nearly enough of them are Japanese. Come on, Asian jokes are short-sighted. And what do I know? Until Oppenheimer came out, I thought Nagasaki was about black blowjobs. Speaking of overreaction, action. Tomas really brought a knife to a fucking space laser fight, huh? Holy shit. Out of control. I'll never understand how conflict in the Middle East has lasted so long, considering half of them face the same way 5 times a day.
Yeah.
And sneak up behind them. Problem solved. You are welcome, Jews.
Okay. You are welcome, Jews.
Nagasaki was the name for a black blowjob, buddy.
Nagasaki.
Have you seen the video of the guy translating the Circle of Life from The Lion King?
No.
It's the only guy I know on this is Godfrey the comedian, okay?
Who, Gilbert?
No.
Oh.
Godfrey, the black guy.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
And for some reason, this clip whips my ass.
Do it.
Do it.
So you're singing like...
You were way off. All right.
What does it mean?
It means, look, there's a lion. Oh my God.
You're joking.
That's
that is not what that means. That is not what that means.
That's exactly what it means.
That's what it means. Look, there's a lion.
Oh my God.
There's a lion. Oh my God.
It's a lion.
This whole time, I thought it was like this.
Like this
beautiful, majestic.
Look here. Like, there's a moon. Lion.
It's a lion.
That clip's going to be on my phone forever and ever.
Oh, shit.
Here's a clip with that comedian Stavros. I don't know how to say his last name. He's on Tires with
okay.
And Dan Soder is in this, and I don't know who the third guy is. I can't be bothered to do research, guys. It's, what can I tell you?
Yeah. That good movie, Look Who's Talking, by the way.
Great franchise.
Mm-hmm.
They moved it to the dogs. Mm-hmm. Oh. They made the dogs sentient beings.
I never saw it.
Hang on, pause.
I remember that.
That's Dan Soder, right?
Yeah.
Why does it sound like he's on 78?
That's always what Dan sounds like.
No, I know, but I swear to God, it's gotten worse over the years.
He smokes pot. So.
I know a lot of pot smokers don't sound like somebody flipped the switch from 33 to 78.
I don't know how to tell you this. Yeah, you do.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not sure if he still smokes. He smoked. Man. He had quit smoking for a while, so I'm not sure.
It's just his voice is so deep, and it just he sounds like he's getting into Andre the Giant territory here with his voice.
He does an Andre the Giant.
I know. Yeah, I've heard it. It's pretty fucking good.
His Randy Savage impression is better.
I've heard that too.
Yeah. Go ahead. That good movie, Look Who's Talking, by the way.
Great franchise.
Mm-hmm.
They moved it to the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They made the dogs sentient beings.
I never saw Look Who's Talking.
I remember that as a youth. That was Kirstie Alley's. Like,
what's funny is the second one, the little girl is Roseanne. Mm-hmm. So I would rather them, if they reboot that, they better keep Roseanne. And let her go off script.
And let her go off script, yeah.
Bro, I was confused. I thought you meant a young Roseanne was playing a
child?
No. She was the voiceover of a baby.
Yeah. Bruce Willis was the first.
And then he came back for the sequel, and his little sister was voiced by Roseanne.
Now, Bruce Willis has, like, really bad Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
How about filming him in a wheelchair, wherever he is?
I bet one of the
kids...
And then
having a baby do the voice.
It's $1 trillion idea.
Seven.
I want the world.
He's like this,
and it's called Help. Who's talking?
Jesus. You sent that to me today.
I don't know who that is. Someone write that man a fucking check immediately. God,
you sent that to me today, and I fucking kicked my ass, man. Help, who's talking?
I saw it at 9:15 last night, and I go, man, I hope Jeff is awake to watch this right now.
No, I had to
couldn't
catch
send it to you
morning.
Fast enough. Oh. Help, who's talking? Anyway, I think that's all I got. I brought that in because I knew we had to kill some time today because I know we got nothing for the people.
What the fuck is going on in this world?
Talk show, folks. We're talking.
Yeah.
You know? 15 more minutes and we're out. I'm going home.
Yeah, they're really, I mean, it's just nothing.
Why is it that your light bulb in your car only goes out when it's 22 fucking degrees outside? Can someone answer this mystery for me?
I fucking hate you. That's why. Have you not figured this out yet?
Life didn't hate me Sunday morning.
No, that's true.
Something good finally
happened. It's got to throw you a bone every once in a while. Or you... Let you throw a bone every once in a while.
But I got to tell you, that first 5 to 10 seconds of that pussy was transformative.
Was it magic? Did it take you back to the first time?
Yeah. Well, no, not quite like that, but it was, I don't know how I didn't.
Come in your pants?
In three strokes, I don't know how I didn't blow her head off.
Look, at 53, you're not blowing shit.
She made a comment later about amount of fluid or something like that. It was.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm not doing is I'm not bothering her about it.
No. You know.
She was at a... Look, let's be honest here for 60 seconds. She was at a low point on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And I was, she's like, yeah, I wanted to do this and this, and I thought of you. Bitch, you didn't think of me. I was the first guy that answered you. But, I don't know what the deal is, but look, she's not sitting around thinking of me. That's not how that's not life. That's not real life in any fucking way.
Right.
So whatever the reason, I'm not pushing it, but I got some spank bank stuff now for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
If it never happens again, I'm.
Fill up this spank bank.
Yeah, man.
You know I'm a slut. Duh.
Yeah, well.
Oh, jeez, I didn't know.
I think I got here by God's good graces, honey.
No, I thought it was my, my cut chin, my six pack.
Yeah,
Lamborghini I fucking drove up in.
Right. But then she goes, I've never told anybody this, but I've fucked this many guys in my life. And I go, all right.
Yeah.
My body count's higher than yours still. So who's the slut here, I guess, is my question to you. So, of course, I got 26 years on her.
Yeah.
But.
26 funny. Years.
That's the coolest.
And she's how old?
27.
You're twice as old. More than twice as old. Oh, she really must have been in a low fucking place.
Had to have been
the lowest point
of her life.
Was it fuck you or swing by a rope? Because, dude, listen, I got to tell you something.
I got to tell you, the conversation started with, come over and get this pussy. That's how it started. Like, it was not, she was not open for debate. It was, come over and get this pussy. And look. I've said before, pussy is not worth your dignity. And that's true. No dignity was lost here. I fucking said, yep, I'm on the way. Yes, ma'am. Gotcha. Understood.
Tell her, look, lady, there's a lot of things. Well, there's pretty much everything that a good knot in a wobbly stool can fucking take care of.
I don't care. I don't care her rationale.
She lost a bet. That's what it was.
Buddy, if she did, I don't care. I'm telling you, I don't care.
I
don't care that she has daddy issues. I don't care what your problem is. I know when she sat on my cock, that pussy was top notch. That's all I know. That scratched a lot of itches for me.
Well, when did those start? A couple hours after?
Well, when I got cramps that time, yeah. yeah. I keep waiting to piss and have it hurt. Yeah.
Everything starts turning green.
Yeah.
Did you see Venezuela won the World Cup or the World Baseball Classic?
I did watch that last night. Ronald Acuna Jr. from the beloved Braves was on that team. He was the MVP.
Dan Palencia closed that out.
Who?
He's a cubby.
Oh, is he?
Daniel Palencia. He's a hell of a closer, man. That kid's got a fucking 102-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah, he was throwing some heat last night. So.
Man.
Good. Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
All I care is that we beat Canada and everything now. That's all I care about for some reason. That's all I care about.
Whatever, man.
Men's and women's hockey, Paralympic team beat them in the gold medal game, beat Canada. We knocked him out in the World Baseball Classic. Like, I just love that we're beating Canada all the time.
I saw a video of that Paralympic hockey team, whatever, winning something.
That shit's wild, man.
And it's so fucking funny because the guy, like, they have two little stubby hockey sticks things that they use, you know, to paw around on the fucking ice with.
I'm asking this because I generally don't know. How do they propel themselves?
I don't know.
Okay.
You think I'm into... I like real hockey with legs, okay?
Well, that's probably your show title, frankly.
Real hockey with legs.
Yeah, that's probably got to be it.
I like hockey that, you know, you don't... you can be looking, you know, up at about 5 feet and see action. You don't have to look down. But they scored like the winning goal or something. You know, like in basketball and baseball, when that happens, how everybody runs out onto the field and jumps all on each other and they end up in a big fucking pile on the field.
Yeah, yeah.
These fuckers can't do that. And so they're just trying to like do their stupid little fucking hugs while, you know, trying not to.
You
know, they already don't have any legs, so those stupid skates and shit they got on, they're trying not to cut each other's fingers off while they celebrate. Wouldn't that be terrible if a Paralympian?
Lost a limb in a
fucking sports accident while competing?
Wasn't there a guy in the NHL or a college kid that got his throat cut several years ago by a skate?
It's happened in hockey. Yeah.
What a way to begin sled hockey at the 2022.
Okay, I mean, they've got these two sticks, and that's what they're using to propel themselves around.
Yeah.
Wow. Quite a showdown, whether it's preliminary, buddy, the upper body, obviously upper body, but
Well, it ain't the lower body strength.
No. And some of these guys got legs, and some of them don't. Some of them are just...
Probably got them Joe legs, you know?
Some of them are just...
just there for decoration.
Half guys. You know, they're like...
half a man.
They're like waist up. Buddy, that upper body conditioning has got to be...
oh, yeah, dude, these guys...
fucking insane.
If they could stand up, they'd kick your fucking ass.
By Declan Farmer there. The patience that he showed with the puck, waited for the defenseman to commit, and slid it right over to Josh Pauls for the...
yeah, I mean, what... all right, but... all right. Come on.
They brought that puck all the way from their D zone.
Ah, yeah, the D zone.
All the way from the D zone.
Yeah, TGO Radio's coming to you from the D zone.
D zone.
Yeah. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I think we've fulfilled our contract. You know, I may change my light in your driveway before I go home. Now that
I don't
up
think
a
so,
bit.
Man.
Yeah?
I don't want no fucking disabled vehicles in my on the compound.
Disabled vehicles.
Well, your car's slow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It likes grilled cheese.
Your car ought to win the retarded Oscar.
I recognize you.
Oh, did you go to Columbia High?
No, not from high school, from TV. Didn't you play the retarded quarterback?
Yeah.
Are you really retarded?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Cool. Great job, man. I mean, I thought you were really retarded. You're just as good as that quirky kid, and he's actually retarded. I mean, if there's some sort of, like, retarded Oscar, you would win, like, hands down, kick his ass.
Well, thank you. Thanks. I appreciate it.
I can't believe you're not really retarded.
What movie is that?
Apparently, I've never seen it. It's called Garden State.
Huh.
And 21-year-old Natalie Portman, buddy.
Oh, wow.
That's all, that's all I'm going to...
yeah.
Watch it with my pants at half mast.
Yeah, wasn't that fight on? The round of, or
no,
is that coming up? When's that
she
coming
actually
up?
Turned up in AEW on the pay-per-view the other night. Ronda Rousey did to start a program with one of their girl wrestlers.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So I don't know. It's but again.
Dude, you're 53 years old. Why are you watching wrestling still?
I don't watch the soap opera stuff. I haven't been able to watch that stuff for many, many, many years. You know, the promos. This Sunday in Tamperillo, me and you. Oh, that stuff I don't do. But an AEW pay-per-view is no bullshit. I mean, it's four and a half hours, and they're wrestling damn near continuously. So it's a lot of... and in this particular instance, it was free, so I didn't have to pay for it. So a pretty good event the other night. Well, all right, let's say good night.
Good night.
And we'll try hard to have some actual content for you next week. I'm going to try very hard to edit this into something interesting, but gee whiz. Jeff is angry.
Brian's getting laid again.
Well, you know.
Brian
and it
got
happens,
laid again.
By the way, it happens that infrequently that we mention it.
Yeah.
When the show started and I was fucking all the time, we hardly ever talked about it.
No, we got to talk about it now.
Yeah, we got to talk about it now. It's like winning the lottery.
Yeah, you should probably go lay some money down at the casino.
Yeah, I'll get right on that with my $77. We'll see you next week on TGO Radio.